This, Churchill would state in one of his most important speeches, France had fallen and now the Battle of Britain was about to begin. Britain was now standing alone, really without allies, against the might of the National Socialist German Empire. It was in this context that Churchill would utter those famous lines of, should the British Empire last 1,000 years, let those look back on these days and say, this was their finest hour. Miraculously, the Royal Air Force, the RAF, managed to thwart the German air assault for a variety of reasons, miscalculations on the part of the Germans, tenacious defense on the part of the British and skill on the part of British pilots, the use of radar for the first time in combat by the British. They developed radar in the interwar years, so that the Luftwaffe, the German Air Force, suffered heavy losses in air combat in August and into September. By October, the Luftwaffe's failure to establish the necessary air superiority prompted Hitler to postpone any invasion plans of England indefinitely. In the meantime, however, German planes had begun the bombing of London and other British cities, signaling a new and ominous approach to warfare. Indeed, in 1940, the German bombing of Rotterdam, the German bombing of British cities, and of course, the British had, in 1940, also launched a surprise air raid on Berlin, signaled a whole new age in warfare. The distinction between civilian and military targets, which had pertained during the First World War, would no longer be in effect. Civilians in this war would find themselves at the front line, as the front line came home to them 20,000 feet above. Hitler, by the fall of 1940, had basically given up on his plan for an invasion of Great Britain. This was a plan he'd not wanted to be involved in. He was increasingly impatient to get on with the main event, which he saw as the invasion of the Soviet Union. Soviet Russia had always occupied the center stage in Hitler's ideological and geopolitical thought. The determination to gain Lebensraum for the German people in the East meant that Germany would have to defeat the Soviet Union, and war against the Soviet Union, as we've seen, was conceptualized in Hitler's thinking as a great crusade against Judeo-Bolshevism. This war, war in the East, war against the Soviet Union, was the war Hitler wanted. Not this war in the West, not this war against Britain, and he was increasingly impatient to get on with the task. Hitler wasn't worried about a two-front war at this juncture because he believed Britain was basically removed as a power factor on the continent. Britain was holding out. It could prevent a German invasion of the British Isles, but it could not reverse the power relationships on the continent. So Hitler convinced himself in the fall of 1940 that an attack on the Soviet Union at this point would not, in fact, involve Germany in a two-front war. Planning for a major offensive against the Soviet Union then began in earnest in the fall of 1940, and the invasion of Great Britain was, quote, postponed indefinitely, close quote. The operation, the German operation against the Soviet Union, the invasion of the Soviet Union, was to be called Operation Barbarossa, named for the medieval German emperor who had driven to the east, expanding the German frontiers into Eastern Europe. It was set to begin in the spring of 1941, as soon as the weather permitted. The objective of Operation Barbarossa was not to seize Moscow or Leningrad or Kiev. It was to destroy the Red Army in Western Russia using the Blitzkrieg strategy that had worked so well in Poland and against France.